Hello and welcome to the Enjoy Church podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope this message empowers, equips, and helps you become everything God has called you to be. Enjoy the message.
Hey there, Enjoyers. Hope you're doing really well today. Welcome to church. We are in lockdown, but we are not shut down. Praise God for that. You know, what the thing I love about the church is a church, and Jesus said, I will build my church. In season, out of season, when it's good, when it's bad, when things are going rosy or when things are upside down. How many of you know Jesus is still in control? So even though all of Victoria is back into stages of lockdown and Melbourne is completely locked down, this is what I want to say to you. I want to encourage you, lean into each other. Remember the scripture. Jesus makes it so clear from Genesis to Revelation, but right from the very beginning, he said, it is not good for man to be alone. I want to encourage every Enjoyer to lean in this season. I want to encourage you. You know, many of us, we all live busy lives. You're living a busy life. And in lockdown, typically, even though we have a mentality that says it's going to slow down, it actually seems to get faster for some reason or another. But I want to encourage you, in the busyness of life, do not neglect your fellowshipping. It is not good for man to be alone. We need each other. Don't allow yourself to become isolated. We need each other. Lean in, press in, and let's continue to ride this season out together. Jesus is still on the throne. You know, we all have moments in life that might be defined as defining moments. That's what they are. They're moments in time that literally have the ability to change the trajectory of our lives. I'm sure all of us in our families, in our sporting realms, whatever the case may be, whether it be politics, whether it be business, whether it be career, whether it be church life, your spiritual life, in family, in sports, in politics, in wars, throughout the course of history, there have always been moments that have defined the nation, the family, whatever the case may be. Think about Australia, for argument's sake. We have a very short history, but think about some of these realities. In 1858, that was the year that the first AFL game was organised, and every wife in the house said, amen, you know what I'm saying? But that's when the first AFL game was actually had. 1859, rabbits were introduced to Australia. Whose idea was that? I don't know about you. I like Kentucky Fried Rabbit, but that's a whole nother story. 1943 saw the first woman in Parliament. Praise God for that. 1948, we saw the very first FX Holden come off the production line. In 1983, Australia won the America's Cup, but did they let us change the name to the Australia's Cup? Oh no, they didn't do that. 1993 saw Nikki Windmar's famous stand against racism, and on and on and on we can go. These are defining moments, moments that have helped shape us for better or for worse. In my life, in March 28, 1987, that was the day that I gave my heart to Jesus. I got to tell you, it is still on my life, on the line of my life. That is a moment. That was a defining moment. I gave my life to Christ. February 11, 1989, that was the day that I stood at the end of that aisle and watched Georgia girl come down toward me, crying like a baby. And you know me, I'm still crying like a baby, but whatever. That was a great day. It was a defining moment in my life. The day that Emily was born, the day that Madison was born, the day that Emily and Rio got married, defining moments. Then on the last Sunday of September 1998, that was the day that Georgie and I and our girls drove into town and we took on what is now Enjoy Church. I got to tell you, I love the fact that God has given me so many moments throughout my lifetime that have ended up becoming defining moments for the betterment of myself and our family and hopefully advancing the kingdom of God. Now, the kingdom of God isn't, just so we're all clear, the kingdom of God isn't void of defining moments. In fact, it's actually the opposite. The kingdom of God is also a kingdom that is filled with defining moments. And if you're part of the kingdom of God, God wants to bring moments into your life that will not just be defining for you, not just be defining for our nation, but actually defining for the whole of the kingdom of God. When Abram believed God, even though his body was as good as dead, it was a defining moment. When Moses went to Pharaoh and said, "Let my people go," it was a defining moment. When Deborah drove that tent peg into her enemy's head, it was a defining moment. When David took his stand against the Philistine champion, it was a defining moment. When Peter walked on water, it was a defining moment. When Jesus hung on the cross and breathed his last, it was a defining moment. Just as when he rose from the dead, it was a defining moment. Now, the truth is, defining moments, they come to all of us. And I think that often the difference between someone who is remembered as a champion of the faith and someone who might be quickly forgotten is simply their ability to recognize the moment when it comes. Moments come to us all. Defining moments come to us all. It's our response and what we do in the defining moment that actually will determine the end of the story. Friends, we need to be able to recognize moments when they come. So many people, both in times past and times present, have been defined by moments. But can I say this to you? I believe that if you're in Christ Jesus, then you are meant to define the moment and not necessarily be defined by it. You know, all of David's brothers, they were all down there waiting for the battle to start. But how many of you know it took this ruddy young guy, this redhead, skinny little kid, to rise up in faith and run at the giant and see the giant come down? When Jesus came walking on the water towards his disciples in the boat, it was only Peter who called out and said, "Jesus, beckon me to come, call me to come." And you know what happened? As soon as he heard the word, he was over the side of the boat and he was on his way. Friends, I want to encourage you today. Moments come to us all. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11, it says, "I have seen something else under the sun. The race is not to the swift or the battle to the strong, nor does food come to the wise or wealth to the brilliant or favor to the learned, but time and chance happen to them all." Time and chance happen to them all. What does that mean? That means time and chance is coming your way. Can I encourage you? You need to get ready for it. You need to prepare your heart for it. You need to understand that in all situations, in all times, whether we be in COVID or out of a COVID, whether we be shut down or locked down or whatever the case may be, I want to encourage you, time and chance are coming your way. Church, I want you to know, I want you to see, I want you to understand that we're in the moment that we currently find ourselves. Yes, it is unique, but in this unique situation, in this unique moment of time, time and chance are coming to us all. Time and chance are knocking on your door. Friends, I want to encourage you today. I'll say it again. We are locked down, but we are not shut down. You've heard me say this numerous times now over the last couple of months. Yes, we are locked down, but we are not shut down. And I don't believe for a minute that we will ever be shut down. And if we're not shut down, then God is still looking to raise up champions of this generation, raise up Abrams, raise up Moseses, raise up Deborahs and Davids and Peters for this generation. Who knows what God is going to be calling you to do in the generation in which you exist. You are here, you are alive, you got the Spirit of God in you. Now understand, time and chance is going to begin to knock on your door. This is not a time to withdraw. This is not a time to isolate yourself from the body of Christ. No, 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 no. But this is a time, a moment in time for the weak to say, "I am strong." For the poor to say, "I am rich." This is a time for every brother and sister that is planted in the house of the Lord to begin to declare, "I am my brother's keeper." This is a time for us, the church, to sing a little louder. That's right. I want to encourage you all, sing a little louder, even there in your lounge room or your family room or wherever you find yourself today in the presence of our enemies. What are we going to do? We are going to sing a little louder. This is a time for the body of Christ to realize the moments that time and chance are bringing to us all. And when we recognize the moment that is coming to us, can I encourage you? Let it be a defining moment. Rise up in faith and lay hold of it in Jesus' name. Don't allow it to define you. Don't allow it to define your family or your business or your church or your ministry or the call of God that is upon your life. But when time and chance knock on your door, open it up and lean in, believing that God has got a plan, God has got a purpose for you and for us in all of this. So, what are we doing now? We're in the middle of our God First series. And this year, it is a series like no other. There's no doubt about that. It is going in many different directions. But you know what? I'm actually good with that. I'm excited about that because I believe in the midst of this season, when the enemy is trying to shut us down, God is trying to release us into everything that God has got for us. Friends, God has got so much more for you. God has got so much more for us. But it begins with us realizing we need to put God first. Everyone say, God first? God first. Praise God. I heard you out there. The God First 3 Month Challenge consists of three arenas of our lives. I call them the three T's. Why do I call them that? Because they all start with T. That's right. You know what they are. We talk about our time, we talk about our tithes, and we talk about our talent. I got a feeling as we move forward, when it comes to our tithes, we might actually change that to treasure. And you say, well, why would we do that? Because it's like, if we talk about the tithes, aren't we talking about treasure? Yeah, we are. But when I look at the three T's, when I look at time, you know, now that I'm alive in Christ, all of my life, all of my time, it belongs to the Lord. When I talk about my talent, I only have what I have because of the goodness of God, and it all belongs to the Lord. But when it comes to treasure, how many of you know we've taken it down to the 10%? We don't want to do that. We want to bring that. We want to take the whole of what God is speaking about, the whole of what God has given to us, and we want to begin to examine that as we move forward. But we'll leave that for another day. Now, in this moment of history, we need to work out, are we going to be defined by the moment in time, or are we going to turn this moment in time to a defining moment for the church? Now, you are the church. If you're leaning in today and you're listening in today, you're born again by the Spirit of God, made alive by Jesus himself and his word. And it's like, you are part of the church. Friends, I want to encourage you. I want you to ask the question, are we going to be defined by this moment? Or are we going to allow this moment to be a defining moment, both in our lives and the life of the church? Church, never before, certainly not in my lifetime, maybe not in history, has there been a time where your time and your talent are so important to what God is wanting to do. Your time and your talent in this season are so important. Now, let me step over here for just a minute. That's what I want to say. We just want to say thank you to everybody who has been faithfully tithing, faithfully giving online. You have been faithful to the Lord with your treasure. You have brought your tithes to the house of the Lord, even though you haven't been able to come in here physically. You have still brought your treasure, your tithes to the house of God, and you have honored him in your worship in that way, through that expression. We just want to say, well done. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. But in this season, can I encourage you, as we look to put God first, can we go now beyond the tithe? We might go back to the tithe another week. Who knows? Praise God, we've got 52 weeks this year. But in the meantime, today, I want us to look at our time and I want us to look at our talent. You have got time and you have got talent. Friends, in this season, I want to ask you the question, what are you doing with your time and what are you doing with your talent? I believe like never before that what you do with your time and your talent has the ability to advance the kingdom of God in this season, or has the ability to harm the kingdom of God in this season. Now, I know that straight away, as I say harm, some of you are getting your hackles up there. Just relax, relax. You'll hear what I'm about to say. This is what I want to say. You might be like, how can we be harming the kingdom of God with our time and talent? All you need to do to harm the kingdom of God with your time and talent is do nothing. Nothing. That's right. Well, that's all you need to do to harm the kingdom of God in this season, because you are part of the kingdom of God and God has given you time and God has given you talent. But if you're not faithful in the season, how many of you know it's not going to advance the kingdom of God? Like, that's why you have life. That's why you have breath, to live a life that brings glory to God. That's why every day belongs to the Lord. What God has given you belongs to the Lord. And if you're using it to continue to advance the kingdom of God in this season, praise the Lord. But if you're not, I'm here to encourage you, because we need you in the game. The whole church needs you in the game, not just in Joy, but the greater church. God is still wanting to move by his Spirit. Friends, I want to encourage you today. Don't be a person who does nothing. On all of our locations, I know you haven't been into our locations for a little while now, but as you walk out the door, what is the last sign that you read? Do something. Do something. Friends, like never before, this is a time for the church to rise up and begin to do like we've never done. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, reading from verse 8. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, he gives the gift of special knowledge. The Spirit gives special favor to another. And to someone else, he gives the power to heal the sick. He gives one person the power to perform miracles and to another the ability to prophesy. He gives someone else the ability to know whether it is really the Spirit of God or another spirit that is speaking. Still another person is given the ability to speak in unknown languages and another is given the ability to interpret what is being said. It is the one and only Holy Spirit who distributes these gifts. He alone decides which gift each person should have. So according to verse 11, it is the Holy Spirit who decides which gift each person receives, each person gets. I don't decide. You don't decide. 1 Corinthians 14 says, eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially that you should prophesy. But these spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, they are not given from the hand of man, but they are given by the Spirit of God. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7 says, but to each one of us, to each one of us, to you sitting on your lounge room today, to you sitting in your kitchen, wherever you may be, every enjoyer, I want you to understand that God has already given something to you, but to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. But the point is, from the greatest to the least, from the gate to the platform, and everyone in between, everyone has received time from God, and everyone has received something from the Spirit of God that we might play our part in the body of Christ. And while lockdown may have slowed us down, and we're not doubting that, lockdown may have slowed us down, by no means has it shut us down. And I tell you the truth, there is no virus or anything else that is ever going to shut us down. We are the Church of Jesus Christ. We will stay on the front foot. We're going to continue to take ground. We're going to continue to see people saved, baptized, made into disciples, and sent into the uttermost parts of maybe our suburbs for now, but we're going into the world. Praise God for that. So what are we going to do in this season? This is what we're going to do. We're going to sing a little louder. Come on, enjoyers. Are there any enjoyers out there today? Can I encourage you? Sing a little louder. Sing a little louder. So while the spirit of the world wants to isolate us and lock us down, I say to you, it's time to redeploy. It's time to redeploy. You know, going into the COVID lockdown, we had almost 2,000 people on our rosters. That's right, almost 2,000. It is amazing. Look what the Lord has done. There's almost 2,000 people on our rosters that were committed to serving week in and week out. And while a good number of those people now have been able to step across and found new spaces and places for ministry, their ministry roles have been redefined. Many there are still that haven't yet been able to find their new groove. So their sacrifices and offering of time and talent, as it were, well, they remain idle. They remain in the ground, as it were. Enjoyers, can I say this to you again today? It is time to redeploy. Every enjoyer from every location, particularly the ones that are in Victoria now, it is time to redeploy. This is not a time to be shrinking back, but rising up in faith and laying hold of the next that God has got for us. Let it be a defining moment where we move forward and we don't go backwards. Friends, I want to encourage you, it's time to take the time and the talent that was a sweet aroma before the Lord and redeploy it that it might continue to be a sweet aroma before the Lord that brings glory and honor to His name. Maybe you're watching in online today, and as you watch it online, you're becoming aware that you've never actually committed time or talent, your talent, your gifts, your skills, your abilities to advance the kingdom of God. Yes, maybe you've given in offerings and maybe you've been a good church goer, attendee, and part of a church, the church. But if you were to be honest, as you sit here and you're hearing me talk, you're thinking to yourself, man, I've never really given my time. I've never really given my skills or my abilities. Friends, can I encourage you today to get deployed? Get deployed. This is the time for you to rise up in faith, put your best foot forward, and begin to serve within the kingdom of God. Or maybe you've always given your time, always given your talent to the building of the church. But during lockdown, if you were to be honest, maybe you've stepped back a little. or maybe even a lot. If you were to be honest today, maybe you've got a little sleepy, felt that there was nothing for you to do. Friends, I want to encourage you all. There is so much for us to do. In Proverbs 6, verse 10, it says, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a bandit, and scarcity like an armed man. Now, why do I read that verse? Because it's like this. In this season, if we all just step back, if we all just relax too much, if we all just fold our hands and our arms and say, well, there's nothing for us to do. Friends, I tell you the truth, the enemy is going to overrun us. But if we, as a people of faith, will say, not on our watch, and rise up in faith and take our stand and begin to redeploy, understanding that, yes, church isn't like it was, so I can't do what I used to do, but I can still do something. I still have time and I still have talents, and I'm going to rise up in faith and begin to put them to work. I'm going to find my place again within the body and begin to serve. I tell you the truth, in that moment, the enemy is going to be in flight. He is going to run for his life because the church of Jesus Christ is coming. Friends, I want to say to you today, it is time to redeploy time, talent, treasure, tithe. We know what we're talking about there. Maybe you were in the greeters team, and it's like, well, I used to be in the greeters team, Pastor Shane, but where do I greet now? What can I do now? Friends, you may not be able to greet now at the door, but how many of you know you can run an incredible Zoom friendship group? There's other opportunities. If you are a greeter, you got a great personality. If you got a great personality, put it to work. That's what I say. So you may not be able to be a greeter at the door today, but you can be a greeter in a Zoom friendship group and welcome everybody and be part of a great family in that space there. Maybe you were in hospitality, making the greatest latte in the world, the nectar of heaven, and it's like, well, I can't run the latte machine anymore. That may be true, but you know what you could do? Maybe you could bake. Maybe you could prepare some meals for our care team so that those that are in need are going to get fed when their opportunity of need comes. So there's many things that we can do. Maybe you are at the information desk. Praise God for all the info desk people around Enjoy Church. You know, you've got a great personality. Can I encourage you? You may not be able to get people connected at the info desk on Sunday, but you know what? There's a whole lot of spaces and a whole lot of places through social media and telephones that we can still deploy you to make sure people are connected into the life of the body of Christ. We could go on and on and on. You know I could. You're like, yes, you could. And I can. I know that. But here's the thing. If every brother and every sister, whether you have been deployed or never deployed, if we all rose up in this season and said, Lord, I want to put you first, I will put God first, not just with my treasure, but with my time and talent as well. I got a feeling when we come out the other side of this, we will be stronger and we'll be singing louder than ever. Why? Because God, we're going to see God at work. Friends, God wants to work in you. God wants to work through you. So today, as we wind up, as we wrap up, I want to encourage you, let this moment in time be a defining moment for you. Let this moment in time be your defining moment. Let this moment in time be our, as a church, our defining moment as we all rise up in faith, recognizing, yes, this is but a moment in time, but God has got so much more. I'm not going to withdraw. I'm not going to begin to isolate myself, but I'm coming out of the thicket like a lion going after its prey. I'm going to come out in faith, and I'm going to take my time and my talent, and I'm going to offer it back to the Lord. I'm going to begin to serve again in the life of the church. I'm going to find my place. And I know there's many restrictions, but like I said, yes, we're locked down, but we're not shut down. There is so much for you to do. So if you're out there today saying, Shane, I really want to use my time and my talent to advance the kingdom of God, how do I do that? There's a link on the screen right now. Can I encourage you? Hit the link. It'll take you to a form. It'll just have your name, your number, and your location. And from there, people will be in contact with you that together we might be able to find a place for you to find your groove in the season that we all now find ourselves. Let this be a defining moment for you today. Hit the link. Let the defining begin. God has got a plan for you. God's got a purpose for you. Let's go on this journey together. And everybody said, amen. and amen. Let's put God first. Maybe you're watching it online today and you're like, man, this guy is he is full of beans. It's not beans. I'm just passionate for the things of the Lord. You know, 1987, as I said earlier, was the year that I gave my life to the Lord. And I'd say probably I've been like this ever since. And it's like, man, I don't know that I want that. Well, you don't need to be like this. It'll be different for you. But you know what you can have? You can have life. You can have life. You can have forgiveness. You can have joy and you can have peace. In fact, right now, if you're watching in online and you're away from Christ, maybe never given your life to Jesus, can I encourage you right here, right now, give your life to Jesus. Give your life to Jesus. You know, the Bible tells us very clearly that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The Bible tells us the wages for that sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The difference between people who are going to heaven and those who aren't, it really comes back to, have we received the forgiveness and the grace of Jesus Christ into our life? That's where it's at. As in, that's where it begins. We need to receive the forgiveness. And then we begin to walk a walk of faith and obedience in Christ. But it begins with a decision. I want to give my life to Jesus. Friends, if you're watching it online today, can I encourage you? Jesus, he loves you. He gave his life for you. There's nothing he wouldn't do for you. He's got you. The reason you're contemplating this decision right now is because there's a battle going on the inside. Jesus is reaching for you, but your flesh is saying, I don't know about this. I don't know about this. I don't know. But I'll tell you the truth. Just follow the voice of the Lord. If you can sense it, if you can feel it, if you're like, I don't understand all of this, but I believe it's the right thing to do, that is the leading of God. I want to encourage you now to give your life to Christ. So if you're watching on the online platform, there's a little raised hand on the bottom right-hand side. If you want to give your life to Jesus today, first time or second time, can I encourage you now, hit that little raised hand. Just hit that little raised hand. Maybe you're watching on Facebook. Can I encourage you, just write in the comment section there, I want to give my life to Jesus. Someone's going to see that and we're all going to pray together. Just write there right now on Facebook, I want to give my life to Jesus. Hit the little raised hand on the platform, the Enjoy Church platform. Either way, people are going to see it, and more than that, greater than that, God is going to see that, and God is going to begin to work in your life right here, right now. So why don't we all pray together? Can we pray? All right. Have you hit that hand? Have you wrote that comment? All right. We're good. Here we go. Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, I thank you today for bringing me to this place that I might give my life to you. Today, Lord, I give you my life. I give you my all. I ask you, Jesus, to forgive me of my sin. Help me, Lord, to live a life that is both pleasing and honoring of you. So today, Lord, I give you my life. I give you my all. And I believe from this day on, you are my God, my Lord, my Savior, and my friend. And from this day on, I am your child. And I'll never be alone again. In Jesus' wonderful name. And everybody said together, amen and amen and amen. Church, I just want you to know, we are so proud of you. We love you to bits. We're praying for you, constantly praying for you, believing that even in this season of life, the Spirit of the Lord is going to be at work on your behalf. May everything you put your hand to, may it prosper in Jesus' name. May the dreams that are in your heart, may they become your reality over the weeks and the months and the years that lie ahead. We love you. We're praying for you. Come on, church. Let's put God first. Let's give him our time. Let's give him our talent. Let's bring him our treasure. God bless you, lights. Have a great day. Stay around for Kid Mania now. God bless. We'll see you soon. Bye for now.